来认识神。
And help us to know God much deeper, deeper.
更深的来爱神。
And love Him much deeper.
上个主日
Last Sunday.
全世界都在欢庆主耶稣基督的降生。
The whole world was celebrating the birth of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣基督来到这个世界上，就是为了要拯救我们脱离罪恶的捆绑。
The Bible has told us that Christ has come to save us and also to free us from the bondage of sin.
耶稣就是耶和华神拯救的意思。
Jesus means God saves, Yahweh saves.
耶稣的降生也应验了旧约圣经先知的预言以马内利。
The birth of Jesus Christ has fulfilled the Old Testament prophecy that Christ has come, Emmanuel.
以马内利就是神与我们同在的意思。
Emmanuel means God with us.
耶稣是从圣灵感孕而生。
Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
童女怀孕生子，说明耶稣是完全的神。
The Virgin conceived and bore Christ Jesus, and he came up from his mother's womb. This all came and proved that Jesus is completely man.
从母腹而出，也证明耶稣是完全的人。这已经翻译过了。好，
Sorry.
圣诞节我们可以休息，也可以去度假。
During Christmas, we can have some rest and also have some vacation.
但是圣诞节更是我们去传扬主爱最好的时机。
But also, Christmas is also the best time for us to preach the good news, the gospel.
我认识一位大学的教授。
I know one of the college professors.
为了福音的缘故，他刻意的去到中国去教书。
For the sole purpose of spreading the gospel, he deliberately go and teach in China.
今年的圣诞节，他和当地教会的弟兄姐妹去到各地做了十场的演出。
During the past Christmas, he and brothers and sisters from local churches in China had 10 performances in China. And
他借着扮演圣诞老人，来向当地的人们诉说圣诞节真正的意义。
He played the role of Santa Claus and go to local churches and also shopping malls to let millions of people know about the good news of gospel and true meaning of Christmas.
除了在教会，他也去到附近的商场，让上万的人有机会来听闻福音。
The gospel has reached
yeah,
a million of people. I'm sorry.
这一章就是在一个大的商圈旁边的广场，他们在那边演出。
This picture is taken at the shopping center.
这张照片也说明婴孩耶稣他是万王之王，万主之主。
This picture also clearly states that Jesus, the baby, is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings.
他配得所有的人都来敬拜他。
He deserves everybody to come and worship him.
感谢我们的学生主任丽氏姐妹，在家长的支持下，也带着教会的孩子走到教会的外面。
We thank God for our student minister, Sister Lisi, and also the support of all church parents that they bring the kids to.
Yeah, 我们去到复健医院跟养老院，向社区的长辈报佳音。
They bring all the children to the close by rehabilitation hospitals and nursing homes and to spread the gospel to community seniors.
并且送给他们亲手制作的精美的圣诞礼物。
And also give them handmade gifts.
主耶稣的爱带领我们跨越文化、种族和语言的隔阂。
The love of Jesus Christ lead us to cross over cultural, racial, and linguistic barriers.
走出教会四面的墙壁，去服侍有需要的人。
Lead us to walk out of the walls of the church and bring our service to all the needy people.
我也回想到四年多前教会刚开始成立的时候。
Thinking back to the time when the church has just established a little bit over 4 years ago,
赵春丽姐妹毅然决然地挑起了大梁，开始了我们儿童事工。
Sister Chun Li resolutely decided to pick up the burden and start our children's ministry.
随着教会持续的成长，过去两年，陈瑶姐妹也承担了我们儿童主日学校长这个重责大任。
During the growth of the past 2 years, Sister Qin Yao also assumed the great responsibility of being the principal of a children's Sunday school.
去年的暑假，我们儿童事工开始有了转型。
In the past summer, our children's Sunday school is transforming.
然后神也兴起了更多的弟兄姐妹，还包括说英语的同工们。
Lord has raised up a lot more brothers and sisters to come and serve, and those in the English ministry also.
都一起来帮助我们的儿童事工。
We come all to serve the children ministry.
在新的一年开始，赵春丽姐妹跟陈瑶姐妹，她们也愿意将儿童事工的重责大任转交给其他的同工。
In the coming year, Sister Chun Li and Sister Qin Yao are willingly to give up their role in the children ministry and allow fellow brothers and sisters to step up.
但是他们两位甘心乐意、尽心尽力的侍奉，是我们所有人服侍的榜样。
But they're joyfully willing, totally dedicated, and happily serving the ministry. They will be forever the role models of our services.
在新的一年，我今天要借着先知弥迦的信息来教导我们如何在新的一年过一个与神同行的生活。
In the new year, I'm going to use the message from Micah to teach us in the new year how to walk with God, how to walk with God in our lives.
我们要求神来帮助我们如何在繁忙的生活当中仍然能够与神建立一个亲密的关系。
We come to ask God how to let God be in our lives, in our busy schedule.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
你是我们的主，我们的好处不在你以外。
You are our Lord, and we are not good except you.
你将生命的道路指示我们，让我们在你面前有满足的喜乐。你将生命的道路。You give us life.
Lord, you give us life in the presence. There's fullness of joy.
让我们在你右手中有永远的福乐。
And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
愿在新的一年你对我们每个人的心来说话。
May in the new year we speak from our heart.
让我们都能够更深的来跟随你，更多的来认识你。
May we deeply know God and know you.
我们这样子的感恩祈求，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
All this thanksgiving prayer we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 去年我们花了很多时间一起来查考了哪一卷书？创世纪。中文堂我们查考了创世纪。
Last year we spent a lot of time to examine the book of Genesis.
圣经告诉我们，神按照他的形象造了男人跟女人。
The Bible has told us God has created man and woman in his own image.
但是人受到蛇的引诱，违背了神的命令。
But man was tempted by the snake, disobeyed God's command, and thus we are forever separated from our holy God.
因此人与圣洁的神隔绝了。
We are separated from our holy God.
但是全然圣洁公义的神并没有因此而离弃有罪的人。
But a holy and a righteous God haven't abandoned us sinners.
在创世纪第五章记载了以诺与神同行300年。
In Genesis chapter 5, it stated that Enoch has walked with God for 300 years.
以诺和我们一样生儿养女。
You know, it's the same as us. We have children and raise them up.
不一样的是， 以诺他没有经历死亡。
The only difference is Enoch has never died.
有人猜测说，在以诺365岁生日的那一天
，People were guessing on the birthday of Enoch, 365 years old.
他和神一起散步，结果越走就离家越远。
He walked with God, and we walk further and further away.
神就对以诺说：“如果你愿意，不如永远的与我同行。”
God asked him, "If you willingly to be with us forever or eternally."
以诺就再也没有回家了。
Then Enoch has never gone home.
刚才我们说，耶稣的降生应验了神要与我们同在的应许。
We have just said that the birth of Jesus Christ has fulfilled the promise that.God is with us.
在新的一年，你是否也愿意和以诺一样，将与神同行，不但作为你新年的新希望，更成为你人生的方向和目标？
In this new coming year, are you willingly like Enoch to promise yourself in the new year resolution to walk with God forever and ever?
今天，我们要从先知弥迦的教导来学习如何过一个与神同行的生活。
Today we're going to learn from Micah how we're going to live a life that walks with God.
一开始，先知弥迦就反复地提醒我们要专注聆听神的话。
In the beginning, Micah has warned us we need to pay attention and listen to God's word.
我们都知道人的话不能改变人。
We all know man's word cannot change man.
只有听从神的话才能带领我们悔改，改变我们的生命。
Only focusing on listening to God's word can change our lives.
当然，所有的人都应该听神的话。
Of course, everybody should listen to God's word.
特别是那些执政掌权的领袖，以及我们这些属于神的人。
Especially to those who have authority in the leadership position and also those who belong to God.
弥迦指出，当时以色列人他们最大的罪就是离弃拯救他们的真神。
Micah was blaming all the Israelites that their biggest sinwas abandoning their true God.
他们去随从万邦人敬拜其他的偶像。
They followed Gentiles and worship false idols.
那什么是我们的偶像呢？
So what are our idols?
除了那些雕刻或铸造的神像之外。
Besides those sculptures and handmade creatures.
我们的偶像可能是我们自己喜爱的工作。
Our idols can be our loving job.
或者是我们引以为傲的事业和成就。
Maybe the things we are proud of, like our career and our achievement.
我们的偶像也可能是我们的名声，我们的财富。
Our idols can also be our reputation and our fortune.
甚至我们的健康，
Maybe
我们的家庭。
Maybe our health,and our family, and our spouse.
我们那些有成就的子女都可能成为我们的偶像。
Those who have really achieved kids or kids, they can be our idols too.
当我们信靠的人事物超过我们对神的信靠的时候，
When we trust man or all things that put our trust over our God, those are our idols.
他们就取代了真神，成为我们心中的偶像。
They all took the place of our true God and become our idols.
当我们离弃真神，敬拜偶像之后，就会导致我们凡事以自我为中心。
Once we abandon our true God and start worshiping our false idols, everything will be self-centered.
先知弥迦甚至形容我们到一个地步，就是朝思暮想都是罪孽和奸恶。
Micah also reminds us that to a day that we'll be thinking day and night about our iniquities and wickedness.
只图谋自己 怎么去获得财钱财
？Plotting for our own benefits and monetary gains。
甚至连执行审判的领袖，他们利用权势来收取贿赂。
Especially those who are in the heads give judgment for a bribe。
他们成为贪官污吏来驱往政治。
Those leaders use it and teach for a prize。
甚至连那些侍奉神的宗教领袖也贪恋钱财。
Especially those who teach us to worship and come to know God, they also work for God, not from their heart, but for a prize。
应该教导百姓去敬拜和认识神的祭司，他们却说只说人喜欢听的话。
They're supposed to teach the people how to worship and the words of God, but they teach words that people like to listen.
连先知他也不传讲神的信息，却只说虚谎的预言。
Even prophets give us false promises, not from God, and not actually those are.
他们假借神的名义图谋自己的利益。
They falsely use God's name in plotting for their own interest.
可是却期待神的看顾和保守。
Still expecting God's provision and guidance.
人的罪导致神严厉的审判来到。
Human sin lead to God's severe judgment. It's coming sooner than you know.
让以色列人不但国破家亡，连他们的儿女也都被掳到了外邦。
That leads to the destroy of the country of Israel, and also their children are also led to Gentile countries exiled.
在初代教会影响天主教和基督教信仰最重要的人物之一呢，就是奥古斯丁。
In the early church, this person was one of the most significant figures who had greatly influenced the beliefs of Catholicism and Christianity.
他除了在神学上奠定了三一神论的基础。
Besides setting the foundation of Trinity in theology, he is Augustine.
他正在自己追寻信仰的过程当中，认清了人的罪性和神的恩典。
While he was seeking God, he had also clearly identified man's sinful nature in his pursuit of his faith.
过去两个星期，我们可爱的小孙女也回到了我们中间。
In the past 2 weeks, Pastor Chu's little grandchildren also come back to his side.
她快两岁了，很会认人。
She's almost 2, and she has her own opinion.
很多时候，不管妈妈有多累，她都吵着一定要妈妈来抱她。
Oftentimes, she doesn't care how tired her mom is. She still yells to her mom that, Mom, carry me, hold me, help me.
如果你有孩子的话，你知道对孩子而言，他们认为所有周围的人都是为他们而存在，为了满足他们的需要。
For those parents who have babies, you all know babies, when they come to themselves, they all care about themselves. They only want everybody around them to cater to their own needs.
当然，奥古斯丁不是说这些婴孩应该受到惩罚。
Of course, Augustine is not saying that all the babies should be punished.
因为就算你惩罚他，小孩也不懂。
Because even if you punish them, they wouldn't understand.
但是我们从婴孩的身上，我们看到人天生的罪性和罪行。
But once we have noticed the activities of our children, we can notice the sinful nature of human.
所以奥古斯丁他强调的是，人在成长的过程当中都需要被教导。
So Augustine always emphasized that during our growth, we need to be teach, be taught.
我们的品格需要被改变。
Our character needs to be changed.
但是不幸的是，大部分的父母跟学校的老师都只强调孩子们他们学识和他们的技能，却不注重他们的品格。
Unfortunately, most parents and even school teachers only emphasize the importance of knowledge and skills and not character, and do not pay attention to our character.
在奥古斯丁的书上，他形容他青少年的时候，他很喜欢去邻居家偷摘那个梨树上的梨。
In the book of, written by Augustine, he stated that in his early years, he liked to steal pears from the pear tree in the neighborhood.
他不记得他有吃过他所摘来的梨，偷来的梨。
He doesn't remember he has eaten any of the pears.
他偷梨纯粹是要享受那个在最终的刺激感。
He stole because he enjoyed the stimulating sensations of sinning.
他认为邻居的梨树是为了他享受最终之乐而有的。
He was thinking that his neighbor's trees was for his own enjoyment.
奥古斯丁和我们当中的青少年很像，学习都非常的优秀。 奥古斯丁是学习优秀的高材生。
Oh, okay. Augustine was a highly elite student in the high school.
他18岁的时候，他就在思想人生的意义跟目的。
When he was 18, he started beginning to seek what was the purpose of life.
虽然他接触基督教，但是他不愿意放弃他自己放荡不拘、淫乱的生活。
Even though he has accepted Christ, but he is reluctant to give up his life of debauchery and promiscuity.
直到有一天，他听到隔壁的花园里有一个孩子在说：“拿起来读，拿起来读。”
Until one day, he was in the garden, and he heard something. So, pick it up and read it.
他感受到圣灵的催逼，就随手翻开新约圣经。
He felt that the Holy Spirit was pressing on him, tell him to open the Bible and read it.
结果就翻到了罗马书13章的13-14节。
Then he opened to Romans chapter 13, verses 13 to 14.
你可以用你习惯的语言，我们一起来念。
You can use your favorite language to read.
行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒， 不可好色邪道。 不可尊敬嫉妒，总要替代主耶稣，不要为肉体安排去放纵。神的话立时就敲醒了奥古斯丁。
The God of work has really waken Augustine up, and it changed his life completely.
彻底的改变了他的生命。信主受洗的奥古斯丁后来也成为 北非西坡的主教。
Augustine, who has trusted God and got baptized, has become the Bishop of Hippo.
他写了将近50本的著作。
He has written about 48 books.
其中最有名、影响无数人生命的，就是他信主之后回忆自己信主的经历而写成的忏悔录。
The most famous is the one he described how he come to know God, and it also translated to different languages.
这本书也翻译成中文，所以大家可以找时间来读一读。
It's also translated into Chinese. You can find time to read it.
影响他很深的，因为保罗说到人的罪性，我们没有办法靠自己来行善。
It mentioned that we cannot change on our own because of our sinful nature.
让我们一起来念罗马书7章18节。
Let's all read together Romans 7:18.
我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由不得，只是行出来由不得。如果我们继续自以为意的话，我们都将面对神严厉公义的审判。
If we continue to be self-righteous, we are all going to face our righteous God in judgment.
只有研读和思想神的话语，才能改变我们的生命。Only
study and meditate God's word can change and transform our lives.
如果你有教会中文的周报的话，在周报我们每个礼拜天都列出有未来5天的读经日程。If
you have the Chinese bulletin, it's listed that scripture reading for the next coming 5 days.
如果你按照教会的进度的话，到年底你就会把整本新约读完一遍。You
read according to the schedule, you'll finish the whole New Testament in 1 year.
当然，如果你时间允许，你也可以试着读完整本的圣经。
If time allowing, you can finish the whole Bible in 1 year.
除了聆听神的话语，让我们悔改来归向神，我们也要坚定地相信神的应许，使我们的信心不致动摇。
Besides listening to God's word, repent and turn back to God, we also need to firmly believe that in God's promises.
先知弥迦也多次提到神的应许。
Prophet Micah has mentioned God's promises numerous times.
最有名的当然是讲到耶稣降生的预言。
The most famous prophecy, of course, the birth of Jesus Christ.
让我们先来念弥迦书五章二节。
Let's all read Micah 5:2.
伯利恒的以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的。他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。连新约的马太福音，当东方博士来到耶路撒冷，要寻找新生王耶稣的时候
，According to the Matthew Mark in the New Testament, three wise men came from the east to Jerusalem.
当时的祭司和长老就是引用先知弥迦在700多年前所说的预言。
At that time, the chief priests and the scribes of the people were using the proverb which was written 700 years ago.
说明了耶稣要降生在伯利恒。
Clearly stated, Jesus is going to be born in Bethlehem.
弥迦书第四章第三节，同样的经文也出现在以赛亚书的第二章。
The verse in Micah chapter 4 also appears in Isaiah chapter 2.
在这里，弥迦先知弥迦也预言耶稣还要第二次再来，他要审判万国万民。
In here, Micah also prophesies.Jesus' second coming is to judge people of all nations.
耶稣再来的时候，世界上都不再会有战争。
When Jesus comes again, there will be no war on this world.
人民不再需要刀和枪，把这些刀枪都打成耕种的犁头和镰刀。
Men will no longer need knives and guns, and they will turn their knives and guns into plowshares and sickles.
纽约联合国大厦附近就有一面墙，就刻着这句经文。
On the outside wall of the United Nations in New York, this verse was etched on the wall.
还有一个很讽刺的，就是苏联送的一个柱像，就是将剑打成犁头的雕像。
Another controversy is Soviet Union at that time gifted this sculpture, the sword to plowshares.To the UN,
这些都表明人对世界和平的憧憬。
This all stated man's vision of peace.
不幸的是，现今的世界却动荡不安，恐怖事件层出不穷。
Unfortunately, in today's world is full of turbulence and endless acts of terror.
我们必须等到主耶稣再来的时候，这个世界才会有真正的和平。
We must patiently wait for Christ's second coming, and that time there will be really world peace.
在结束之前，弥迦先知弥迦更让我们看到神的慈爱和怜悯。
In Micah chapter 7, verse 18, he also let us to know that God's steadfast love and compassion.
不但要赦免我们的罪孽，免除我们的审判，还要。
I'm sorry. Not only forgiving and pardoning our iniquity, and also forgiving our judgment.
还要应许我们，还应许我们要为对我们来施行恩惠。
He does not retain anger forever, but his delights in steadfast love.
因着最近石油和能源相关行业的不景气。
During the petroleum crisis and economy is not good.
特别在休斯顿地区，很多人失去了自己的工作。
A lot of people lost their job in the Houston area.
除了面对经济的压力，也有很多人为疾病所苦。
Besides facing financial difficulties, people also are facing sickness and suffering.
但是神应许， 我们现在所面对的痛苦、困难都只是暂时的。
But God promises all this suffering and pain is only temporary.
这一切都会过去。
This will pass.
而且主耶稣他自己也经历了苦难，才进入永恒的荣耀。
And besides, Jesus himself has gone through all this suffering and entered into eternal glory.
无论我们现在处在何等的境况，在基督里，我们都有永恒的盼望。
No matter how difficult situation we are in right now, in Christ, we always have eternal hope.
在主耶稣降生之前，人必须借着献祭才能来到神的面前。
Before Christ come in the Old Testament, man has to use animal sacrifices to come to God.
但是先知也告诉我们，真正的献祭不只是宗教的仪式和活动。
The prophets also told us that true sacrifices are not committed. Not only animal sacrifices, it should be our complete obedience to God and trust in Him.
应该是我们对神的信靠和顺服。献祭也不在乎我们献上的多寡。
And it doesn't matter how much we offer.
因为一切万物都是属于神的。
Because everything belongs to God.
神真正在乎的是我们的心是否有归向他。
God only really cares whether our heart is turned to Him.
同样的，我们主日的时候来到教会敬拜神。
The same, when we come to worship God at church every Sunday,
周间参加各种小组和教会的活动，
join all church activities,
目的就是为了要来更多的认识神，更深的来亲近神。
Our purpose is to know God more and to develop an intimate relationship with God.
聆听神的话，坚定神的应许，不但带领我们悔改来归向神。
Listen to God's word, firmly believe in God's promises, and live a life according to God's will.
更带领我们一生来遵行神的旨意。因为真正的信心，信心必定会带出相称的行为。
Because when we do the will of God, we can definitely bring out your behavior, appropriate behavior in front of God.
让我们一起来念弥迦书六章八节。
Let's all read Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。行公义和好怜悯都是神的本性。
Do justice and be compassionate. Those are the characters of God.
只有当我们存谦卑的心，才能离弃我们原来以自我为中心的生活。
Only when we humble our hearts, we can abandon our original self-centered lifestyles.
带领我们来到神的面前，与神同行。
Lead us to God's.And walk with him.
与神同行就是想神所想，说神所说，做神所做。
And then we can think what God is thinking, and do what God is doing.
圣经基本上分成两个部分，就是旧约和新约。
The Bible is divided into two sections: the Old Testament and the New Testament.
圣经所说的约和商业的契约或合同呢，他们有相同的地方，也有不同的地方。
In the Bible, they talk about covenant, but what is the difference between covenant and contract?
相同的地方当然是立约的双方都应该遵行约的规定。
Similarities are both covenants and contracts are both parties should comply to the terms of the contract.
但是至少有三点不同的地方。
At least there are three differences.
首先，神的约是神主动来与人立约。
First, God made a covenant with man.
在神跟人赐给摩西约定的时候，他神先宣告说：“我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。”
When God made a covenant with Moses, He said, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, of the house of slavery."
今天我们要领受圣餐，主耶稣也宣告说：“这杯是用我的血。”与你们所立的新约。
Today we're going to receive the communion, and Jesus has told us in Luke 22, "This is the cup that is poured out for you; is the new covenant in my blood."
所以契约在基础上，它是基于双方的利益。
Contract is for the beneficial, mutual benefits.
但是。神的约却是以神的恩典为基础。
But God's covenant is based on God's grace.
第二个不同的地方，契约它主要的目的是防范双方不要毁约。
The second purpose is to prevent defaults.
但是神的约强调的却是双方的信任和委身。
But God's covenant is based on trust and commitment of both parties.
至少还有一点不同的就是，契约它注重的是行为的层面。
And another one difference is, contract is based on outward behavior.
但是神的约强调的却是我们的态度，重点是我们跟神的关系。
But God's covenant is based on our attitude and a relationship with Him.
所以神看重的不是我们外表的宗教仪式和活动。
So God doesn't care our religious rituals.
所以希伯来书也说明以诺与神同行是因为他相信神。
In Hebrews also said, we trust God. Enoch was taken up so that he could not see death.
如果我们也相信神的话，也同样的可以得到神的喜悦，过一个与神同行的生活。
If we trust God, we could also be cheerful and can walk with God.
感谢神，当我们接受耶稣的时候，神也赐下圣灵住在我们里面。
Thank you, God. Once we accept God, He has also sent the Holy Spirit to be inside of us.
靠自己，我们无法行善。我们没有遵行神旨意的能力。
We can never do good on ourselves. We can never obey God's command.
与神同行，就是在圣灵的引导下，使我们全然的信靠和顺服。
To walk with God is to walk under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, trust and completely develop an intimate relationship with God.
并且与神建立一个亲密的关系。如同使徒保罗所说的，现在活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Just like Paul has said in Galatians, "It is no longer who I live, but Christ who lives in me."
愿在新的一年，我们都一起来与神同行。
May we all walk with God in the coming new year.
我们不再追随世界的潮流。
We no longer follow the secular trend in the world.
也不追求自己的荣耀。
And we only do not pursue our own glory.
不但我们享受神的同在。
We only enjoy God with us.
更因着我们生命的改变，影响我们周围的人，也来信靠耶稣基督。
The transformation of our lives also affect and influence people around us.So they can all walk into the role of blessings.
和我们一同走上神为我们预备蒙福的道路。
Walk together on the role of blessings, prepared by God.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come and praise you and thank you.
谢谢你借着先知弥迦来教导我们。
Thank you for giving a prophet Micah to teach us.
要按照你的本性行公义，好怜悯。
to follow your attributes, to do justice and be compassionate.
存谦卑的心与神同行。
Have a humble heart to walk with God.
谢谢你在新年的第一个主日你就召聚我们。
Thank you for giving us this first day to come and you call on us.
再一次预备我们的心更坚定的在新的一年来紧紧的跟随你。
Come prepare our hearts and firmly make us believe that we will do good in this new year.
也求主你借着等一下我们要继续唱的回应诗歌继续来坚定我们在你面前的心志。
Also ask you to confirm our hearts during the response song.
让我们一生信靠顺服。
May we trust you and obey you in our entire life.
好，我们把时间交给我们的敬拜团队。